Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Knowledge is Power. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I have just read from the King James Version. I attended two different secondary schools during my teenage years. The first was where I completed my junior secondary education, and it left a lasting impression on me. Among all the things I remember fondly about that school, teachers, friends, experiences, one thing stood out and stayed with me through the years. The school motto. It read, "Knowledge is power." At the time, it sounded clever, but as I've grown older, I've come to realize just how profound those words are. Think about it. The key difference between a renowned lawyer or doctor and a street beggar isn't simply background or opportunity, it's knowledge. Knowledge separates the one who adds value to society from the one who relies on it for survival. The same is true in the spiritual realm. When you receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, God gave you the power, the right, and ability to become His child. He placed within you the seed of divine sonship. But whether or not you manifest the power and privileges of that sonship depends heavily on your knowledge of who you are in Christ. Just as a prince raised in ignorance may live like a pauper, a believer who doesn't know his true identity in Christ will live far below his inheritance. That's why Apostle Paul kept praying that believers would grow in the knowledge of God and the riches of their inheritance in Christ. See Ephesians 1:17 through 18. Do you know who you are? Do you walk worthy of that divine calling? See Ephesians 4:1. Do you live with the awareness that Christ, the Lord of all, lives in you and that you are seated with Him far above all principalities and powers? As you go into today, remember that the devil thrives on ignorance. But you have no reason to be intimidated by him. The one who created him, the Lord of all creation, lives inside of you. Walk in this reality. Let knowledge fuel your confidence in God and empower your daily walk. Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the undeserved privilege of being called your child. Help me walk worthy of this calling. Teach me to grow in the knowledge of you and to express your nature daily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalm 60 to 62. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalm 60 to 62.
Psalm 60. For the director of music, to the tune of The Lily of the Covenant, a miktam of David, for teaching, when he fought Aram, Naharaim, and Aram Zopah, and when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary.
In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph.
Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies, give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and He will trample down our enemies.
Psalm 61, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, of David.
Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you, I call, as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day.
Psalm 62, for the director of music, for Jeduthun, a Psalm of David.
Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God. And with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.